353. That is how many shootings there have been since the beginning of this year. That means there have been more mass violent acts this year than days that have passed. I wanted to know why the amount of violence is so high. This led to much more work than I originally intended. However, I did find that major contributors to aggressive behavior are stress and frustration. I then looked at what was causing this stress and frustration, and found that a majority of these feelings come from America's capitalism and consumerist ideology, and its nationalism. For capitalism and consumerism, I found that the wealth gap in America is currently the largest it has ever been. The wealthiest people in America, or the 1%, own more than 40% of the nation's financial wealth. However, the lower and middle classes, which make up 80% of the population, only own about 7% of the nation's wealth. Statistics show that this gap is indeed getting larger as years go on. In other words, the greed for money by the wealthy is steadily increasing, while the instability for finances for lower and middle classes is also steadily increasing. For nationalism, I found that an overwhelming amount of Americans truly believe that they live in or come from the best country in the world. Yet, when compared to other advanced countries, America does not rank very high in many of the lists. Nevertheless, Americans are continuously taught and after a while genuinely believe in the superiority of their country over others. These three beliefs create a cycle that results in frustration. America as a divine nation is a falsehood. Capitalism, creating opportunities, is a falsehood too. More frustration will lead to more violence. Though America is not perfect, it is still a world superpower. Thus, it is imperative it regains control of its violence, not just for the safety of the people within its borders, but also for the rest of the world. One violent country can be stopped, but if others follow what America exemplifies, it will not be just one violent nation, and there is very little hope for a world of violence.